AW.
Oh, UAPD. Heard you, John.
Okay. I think you said you did hear me. Wait a minute. Tim says he didn't hear me. Nobody hear me?
WAPD heard you, Sean.
Oh, okay. Huh. Or like Tim says it didn't go through at all.
AWOJ to WAW. You out there? Sean, I got a reply with no audio.
Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa monitoring, statewide 1. AD8MP and 8WRO. Dave, I heard you out there.
Hey, good morning, Ken. Yep, I'm got to work. I'm in my truck, ready to roll out, and I just thought I'd give a call out before I head out and see who might be out there today.
Yeah, I'm here for a minute. We might have something going on in Memphis for a couple of our guys. No, not an actual, call out, but apparently they got some water issues up there.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it's a beautiful day out. It's nice. I'm in between the heavy coat and the light coat now. It's kind of hard to tell which one to use. And the storm didn't seem to be too bad last night, so I'm not expecting too much trouble down here in Detroit as far as the weather is concerned.
NAWRO, yeah, I was really happy to hear. I think they said something about a high of 67 today. So, yeah, that's going to be at least a light jacket at the beginning, and then maybe, who knows, we'll need one later.
Yeah, that's the way I like it. I'm done with the cold, but I don't think the cold is done with us. I think it's going to be a little warm here for a little bit, then drop back down again, and then maybe that'll be the end of it. We'll see. But it should be a nice day. Well, I got to go check in, but good to talk to you, Tim, and I'll catch you down the log, 88MP.
You have a good one as well, Dave. NAWRO, I will also be clear.
This is N6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee, statewide 1, group 51.
WAPD.
NAWRO. Good morning, Wally.
KJLWBD.
Hey, Wally, I'm on the phone. I'll call you back.
Yo, I was looking for Cujo.
No, but I kind of brushed your call. Your phone called me, and I brushed it away.
Okay, yeah, I was just going to tell you something that was really cool about your XPR. No hurry.
NAWRO, NAWRO from NAHAP. NAWRO here. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Tim. I'm just on the way back from a small job, just checking in to see if anything was needed.
Joe, I appreciate the call back, but we were told by the mayor of Memphis we can stand down. They have enough manpower to handle that water distribution deal up there. NAWRO, back to you.
Okay, very good. I might have some free time in the afternoon here now, so perfect. Okay, well, I'm glad they got it under control, and have yourself a wonderful afternoon, sir, and NHAP.
You as well. Appreciate you checking in. NAWRO, I'll be clear as well. Have a good one, Joe.
KCAKJO from N8HAP.
KF8FIB testing. KF8FIB testing.
This is KEALAX. I believe FYB was on analog. Yeah, that might explain it. It doesn't look right on the dashboard.
What I'm seeing on the dashboard is usually what I see when someone comes in via Brandmeister. It shows that group 31261 on the channel, and the peer is actually his radio ID number.
KF8FIB, that is actually correct. I am using one of those hotspots to get in, testing that with my truck and another radio to see if it's actually working.
N8WRO McComb, now that one sounded much better, and I think you're right, Cliff. That does make sense over Brandmeister. KF8FYB, back to you. Try another one.
I'll try another one. It sounds like I should get it pretty good with my other radio.
Well, it sounds good to me. N8WRO, be clear.
Sounds good to me, too. Sorry about that. I've got the DMR and the analog next to me, and the DMR normally chirps when I have an incoming, and I didn't hear that time, so I thought it was analog, so my mistake. KEX, I'll be clear monitoring.
Yeah, no worries about that. KF8FYB, clearing.
NHCIF, clear monitoring.
Can call me, it's KF8ATC.
KF8ATC. Tim, is that you? N8WRO, Richmond. Nothing heard. N8WRO, clear.
KCKGL.
Anything new going on in your town there, Tom, or are you out and about still?
Doug, the fire chief, and a couple other volunteers are hanging out at the big water trailer and passing out water. So far, I think we're doing okay. And I am actually on the Fenton Tower, I believe, and I'm in Burton Flint area. How am I coming in?
Well, I heard that last one just fine, but you are on the edge. You're definitely on the Fenton Tower. But you're like 118, 122, so a little surprised I'm hearing you. Try it again.
Yeah, I got a Magno BNC connection on my DM30. Checking it out.
N8WRO, waiting for it to drop in there. And, yeah, you're perfectly readable, but, whoa, you're on the edge. That one was 123 with about 8% loss.
Okay. Well, at least I know I can get out on it. I'm just heading down the block.
All right, I copy that, but you might be at the end of the rope now. Lunch at George's tomorrow. We can talk later. Thanks, Tom. We'll talk later. N8WRO, after you.
N8BZR monitoring 3126.
N8BZR, KCKJL.
How are you doing, Tom? I guess I transmitted on the wrong site again.
I just did the same thing while I was calling back to you. I was actually on the Central Michigan Flint Tower on UHF instead of on DMR. And I almost called out on it. I'm like, oops, wrong one. Why am I not getting the chirp?
Yeah, I make that mistake quite frequently. I gotta come up with a better way of doing it on this radio.
It's always a learning curve. Every new radio I get, it's a learning curve. And I did it on my Fusion radio, too. You're talking on Fusion instead of talking on FM, you know, when I needed to. So everybody does it. Everybody makes mistakes.
Do you ever hear anything on Brandmeister 3126, the Michigan talk group?
Well, the Brandmeister talk group for MI5 is 31261, as far as I know. I mean, I could be wrong. But try 31261 through Brandmeister. That's how I have it set up in my node.
Yeah, no, I understand that 31261 is MI1. I mean, statewide one. But I was just wondering about the 3126 nothing. You know, the plain old 10-minute time limit Michigan one. I never hear nothing on that one. Over.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard anything. But I haven't used my open spot for a while though. I should start using it again. Give it some use. I guess you could say warm it up a little bit every so often. Hey Joe.
Yeah, and Monday nights they got a DMR net. I think it's 7:30 or 8 o'clock. 7:30, I think it is. They got a DMR net on 31266. That's pretty interesting. Over.
Yeah, 31266 is the tech net, and that's usually run by Dana. I can't think of his call sign out of Mason.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. All right, I'll let you go. I'll get back to work here. I'm working in the office today. 73's Tom. This is NHBCR. We're monitoring.
All right, sounds good, Brian. Enjoy work. I'm kicking it at my son and house, so I'll talk to you soon. 73 for now, KJO. Have a good one, Brian. 73, KJO.
KFADNF from Harbor Springs. KFADNF from Harbor Springs.
KEMWM, Bay City, Michigan, off statewide one.
KFADNF. Well, Ben, this is Bentley. I think I talked to you yesterday.
Yeah, it was sometime recently in the last day or two or something. I get so much going on at work and stuff, I can't keep all of it straight.
Yeah, no worries. I remember it was a nice sunny day up here in northern Michigan, and where you were near Bay City, I think you said it was raining. Now we're getting the rain up here.
Ironically enough, it's been raining here, but in the last few minutes, it's kind of slacked off some, and I don't know, see the sun trying to peek out.
Nice. Yeah, we've gotten quite a bit of rain. It's melting the snow pretty fast, and finally let up, and I got out for a walk this afternoon, and it was still just kind of misty, foggy, crappy. You know, it's hypothermia weather.
Yeah, we've had rain a few times here, so the snow's been melted for quite a bit here.
Yeah, it looks like it's cooling down again a little bit later next week, but I don't know. I think we're over the hump at this point.
Yeah, it's still 57 here. Of course, I live out in the country. I'm looking down in the really deep irrigation ditches here out by the farm fields, and there's snow down there still. But everywhere else, it's been gone a while, a week and a half or so.
Yeah, I still got a foot or more on the ground, and the banks are still about waist high or higher. Yesterday was pretty nice. I think we hit 45 or something like that, almost 50 earlier in the week. And then today it's only up to 40. So, yeah, it's that kind of in-between weather.
Yeah, I was going to say up there at Harbor Springs, guys are in the snow belt up there, so I'm sure your measured snowfall was much, much higher than what we get here in Bay City.
Yeah, we're right on Lake Michigan, so we get a ton of lake effect snow. I don't know the total that we've got. I'm looking it up right now. Yeah, we got 127 inches this year.
Yeah, I don't think we had anywhere close to that here. I'd look at some of the totals that the National Weather Service has, but I was going to say all you guys need is a little bit of a west wind or anywhere from west or northwest or heck as far up you are there, and you can get it out of the southwest out of Chicago and still probably get quite a bit of measurable snow there, so.
Yeah, west and northwest is prevailing, and it always picks up all that moisture across the longest part of Lake Michigan and picks it up and dumps it on us, but that's why we have awesome ski resorts, and people like to come here to snowmobile, and there's lots and lots of things to do up here in the winter because we get the regular snowfall. When I lived in Grand Rapids as a kid, we had quite a bit, but later on when I was an adult still living in Grand Rapids, it was terrible just because you'd get a little bit of snow and then it would melt and you never had enough that you could really do anything with it. So it's kind of nice having enough snow to recreate.
Yeah, I had a transmitter up there on a tower, but it got taken down last year in the ice storm, unfortunately, but that's been relocated a little further away over by Stutzmanville. So it's interesting weather there last year.
Yeah, we were glad to not have it this year, although we haven't made it all the way through this season, but we're hoping we don't see another one of those events. They were calling it a generational event. I don't know, we'll see. People that have lived here all their lives that are in their latter years said that they'd never seen anything like that. An inch and a half, 2 inches of ice, just about every tree snapped off and caused a real mess up here.
Yeah, all of our buildings with power sites there were chunks of ice falling off bigger than 3-liter bottles and landed on the roofs of the shacks and hit equipment on the tower on the way down. It was pretty bad. Just the amount of collateral damage after the fact. How does this radio sound, just out of curiosity, the audio?
Yeah, in addition to that, there were actually a number of towers that actually collapsed just because of the ice loading on them, and they haven't been put back up. You're coming in great on that radio. No issues whatsoever.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. I'm only throwing low power, and it looks like I'm hitting the tower with an X65. So that's pretty decent. And again, I'm only maybe 3 or 4 miles from the site, so.
Yep, you sound like you're right in the room next to me.
All right, good deal. Well, I'm gonna jump out of here for a little bit. I'm going to go run in here and get me a hamburger. This local place here, they have some pretty good burgers, so say 7-3 for now on your final KF8ENF from KE8MWN.
Yep, that'll be me tomorrow, man. Burger and beer Sunday. Have a great day. Good catching you again, Ben. KF8ENF is clear.
KF8ENF, Stephanie 123. KF8ENF, testing 1, 2, 3.
Alpha 8, what's your cell, 93?